Hello, hello. My name is Emily, and this is your creative break. For today's episode, I want to talk about success. I'm sure I will talk about success in many iterations on this podcast. It's something that preoccupies my mind, and I know it's not far from many of you worrying if you should be making more money off of what you create, if it's a waste of time or resources, if your passion should be your job, if you should have more followers, if you should have a bigger base of people interested in your work. It's a lot to think about. Sometimes it takes me completely out of the process. In the first episode, I talked about being authentic to yourself as the third question. Would I have made this thing if I was just doing it for me? And that's a fun thought experiment, but the reality is you can't just make something for you. We exist in a world full of other people, of other opinions. And whether you're worried about if your object or art piece or event will be well received, or if you're worried that you don't look legitimate enough because you don't have a big enough following, it's important to check in with yourself and remember that so much of this, especially online, is completely conflated. Let me explain. There's a funny little TikTok thing going on where small artists are saying, sure, 30 views is not very many, but if 30 people walked into my house right now, I would be overwhelmed. I almost threw my phone. I laughed so hard at a TikTok that had that voiceover sound. And it's true. I feel so small sometimes when I look at other poets who have massive social media followings. But one time I held an open mic night at the library. I'm a librarian, and I host an open mic night every month before the world shut down. And at one of my events, we partnered with an outside group and we had 50 people show up to read at the start of the two-hour event. More people came later. It was completely overwhelming. It wasn't even fun. I mean, I would call it a success because everybody enjoyed themselves for the most part, but I had a terrible time. I had to be in charge of the clipboard. I was cutting people off for time. I was rushing people. There was a sense of urgency. It was not a fun get-together. I don't know what the sweet spot number is, but it wasn't 50 people. We probably even had more. I lost count. That was an unusually busy night. Most of the time we'll get 20 people, 25. And that's a great number. That's an absolutely manageable number. Everybody gets to read twice. Usually not everybody wants to read. It's a really wonderful thing to meet in the middle, to have a manageable amount. So today's talk about success will be about managing success. Understanding where your threshold is and acknowledging scale. If you're in business, you will understand what I mean by scale. And I may botch this a little bit, but when you're scaling up, you are moving into the next level of your business, whether it's sales, whether it's client-based. It doesn't happen overnight, and it has to do with all of the elements of your business. So you can't just, you know, expect to have so many more customers without upgrading your inventory. And that's as far in as I'll get because I was not a business major and I very loosely understand this concept. But I think it's pretty close to the same economy of time and attention that we experience on social media. I had a very small following when I first started my typewriter poetry Instagram before I sort of rebranded and took it in a new direction. So I started with about, we'll say 50, 60 people. Many of them my friends. So people I knew. And I scaled up. But it didn't happen overnight, and it shouldn't happen overnight. The way that it did happen was almost unmanageable. I will say that again. The way that I scaled up was almost unmanageable. It felt like I was on a roller coaster, holding on for dear life, white knuckling that little bar that holds you in that you're not even sure clicked in all the way. That's how it felt. Every single day, there was more. More likes, more follows. Now, I did not go viral, and let me reiterate, I am small potatoes. I have about 1,600 people following me right now. But I took it really seriously, and I wanted to follow people back, and I wanted to like other posts, and I wanted to interact, and I wanted to acknowledge everybody who acknowledged my post. So if you liked something of mine, I would go like something of yours. I wanted to be an active member of the community. And that's what I found to be the most meaningful and authentic way to show up in that space. So I went very quickly from 50 people to about 500 in maybe 6 weeks, maybe a little bit less. I can't quite remember. It was fast. It was really fast. And it becomes a different animal when you have more than a handful of, I'll call them, social media obligations a day. That's those comments, messages, inquiries, people responding to your story, people messaging you about something that they need information on. I was also sort of trying to sell some of the stuff that I make with my typewriter on Instagram, and so I was trying to juggle getting people's information, sending out my PayPal. It was just kind of a mess, and I was a mess. And it took a lot of time. The first couple of weeks that I was in it, I was glued to my phone. It was very annoying. Fortunately, we were still sort of in the middle of the craziness of 2020, and I had just odd pockets of time, and I could be glued to my phone, and I could make that time sort of work for me. But in a regular scenario, I don't know that I could have done so. But what I'm trying to say is, on day two, I did not have the stamina or the skill set to deal with what I was dealing with on day 50. By scaling up slowly, even though it didn't feel slowly, by not going viral overnight, I built up an endurance to be successful at each level that I reached. We call them milestones for a reason. You have to get there. You have to go that distance to get to the point where you are ready to handle and manage those challenges. Now again, this is just a silly social media page with my silly little poems, and very rarely did I post anything political, and very rarely did I get any unhappy, unloving comments. It was all very positive, rainbows and butterflies and bubblegum. It was not ever a emotionally taxing experience, but it was very energy draining. And so imagine that if you find yourself in a more intense space or dealing with issues that people have various opinions on, sort of add more intensity to that experience on top of the workload. And it was a workload. So week two or three, I had a couple hundred more people following me, and all of a sudden, I'm interacting with 20 times more than I was before. Week five, I was reposted by a larger Instagram poetry page that sort of features poems. And then I was dealing with hundreds more people who I hadn't even known, and they were finding me through this page. There's a whole community out there, and it is the same for photography, it's the same for food, for fashion. There are people supporting people, and once you figure out what your niche is, there's probably a big page out there pushing and supporting and sharing. You can get it organically, they can choose you, or you can pay for it. You can also pay for advertisements. No shade in that at all. I think advertisements are an incredible strategy for growing your page at a really fast rate in a way that can lead up to, if you have an event, if you have a big sale coming up, if you have a book coming out, advertising strategically ahead of those things can be a really wonderful way to grow your brand quite quickly, with an understanding of a reason to have spent that money. I haven't advertised yet because I can't really quite convince myself that I would be ready for the number of increased interactions that I will be then needing to deal with. And don't get me wrong, every single comment, every single like, every single share is so exciting for me. Still, I've been really focused on this project for several months now, since, gosh, June. So 7 months, every single interaction is still a little bolt of lightning. I love it. I love what other people are working on. I love reading new people's poetry. I love working with people. I love when someone wants to buy one of my silly little bookmarks and I can mail it to them. I mailed somebody one in Canada and I was like, yes, I'm international now. I'm counting it. But it's really important to acknowledge that wherever you're at in your process, it's really easy to look up at these big Goliaths, these people with a million, M for million followers, tens of thousands of likes and comments on their posts, so much interaction, so much joy or outrage around their content. I can say, while I might be envious of the kind of prowess that someone would have with that many people following them and being excited about their creativity and their work, I can say with absolute certainty that I am not ready for that level of success. That is a whole different ballgame. Not only am I not ready for that level of success, I'm not ready for the kind of success that's even just around the next corner. 1600 feels really good right now. And I had to slow down. It was unmanageable, the rate that I was posting. I was doing it every day. I had to slow down. Now I'm, you know, a couple times a week, but this fall has been kind of crazy, so I haven't been keeping up to date on that. And I know when I post something, I do really well and I get a lot of interactions and I get more follows, and I know if I were to get back on that daily schedule. But you guys, sometimes you run out of poems. So if you're looking at someone else's content, someone else's following, someone else's success, and you feel inferior, or you feel jealous, or you feel like you deserve to be as successful because your work is better, or because you are amazing and it should just happen, which you are amazing and it should just happen, it just doesn't work that way, I want you to remember a couple things. First, most success is a representation of time spent. I'll say that again. Most success is a representation of time spent. You may look at somebody's business and be envious of that, but they may have put in 10 quiet years planning, saving, working towards it, building up a client base. You may be looking at somebody's body of work and feel like, oh my gosh, that is amazing. How could I ever? And they may have spent a literal 10,000 hours on those pieces. You may look at someone's performance and think, ugh, I could do that, I should do that. But you have no idea how many hours, years of training, hours, maybe hours crying, I don't know, that they have put into that performance. If it looks easy, that's because it was really hard, and part of the process of arriving is making it look easy. I know it's overdone, but I do still think of success as a glacier, or an iceberg, I should say. Maybe not an iceberg, maybe a carrot. We see that green tuft of greenery and leaves up at the top, and we don't know. We know it's ready for harvest, but we don't know what it looks like in the soil, what kind of time it took to grow. And once we pull it out, we'll see. But the underneath part, that root vegetable, looks different than what comes up at the top. Sometimes they're really weird. Sometimes you pull them and they're not ready. Sometimes they're kind of gnarly. It's not a beautiful process to arrive at whatever level you are aiming for. And we can set goals and manifest and plan and work it all out, but it's still a long and winding road. And you have no idea how much someone has put in to the little flicker that you are seeing, that glimmer, that joyful excitement you see in them that you want. You have no idea how long it took. And likewise, other people have no idea how long it took you to get where you are. And so just like you are envious of someone else's success, there's somebody a couple rungs down the ladder envious of yours. That's a sobering thought too. The second thing I think of when I see someone's success, or I remind myself of when I see someone else who has a massive following or makes a ton of money, or in my case has many poetry books and is doing talks and working at conferences and is very, very important, is I don't know the secrets. People say, what's your secret to success? Usually advertising, money, connections, good fortune, things that could play in your favor as well. But for the most part, and I say this as lovingly as possible, for the most part, people don't get to where they're going by just working really hard. They work smart. They strategize. I think strategizing is one of the most important parts of being successful. Whether your goal is to have a large following, so that your art and your creativity can get out into the world, whether your goal is to make money, whether your goal is to quit your real job and just do art, we'll talk about that later. I have mixed feelings on that. But the important part, I think, more than just being quote unquote successful, really comes down to understanding how much you can handle. There's a really interesting series on YouTube about memes and the people behind them and their stories. And I watch those sometimes and I feel sort of sorry for the people who get swept up, who become viral. I hope I never go viral. There's nothing wrong with being successful. There's nothing wrong with being notorious or well-liked or a household name. I think so many of us, especially in the author community, dream of being a household name, of being on the bestseller list. But that comes with a whole baggage of all sorts of things you have to deal with. And again, it's just time. The last thing I will say about success And it has nothing to do with how good your work is. It has nothing to do with how hard you try. The most creativity you will ever do is quietly alone in your most inspired spaces. When you start dedicating time to sharing, interacting within a community, working with other people, collaborating, marketing yourself, sharing what you've done in person or online, that's not time you're spending creating. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. You will be, unless you have an agent, you will be least successful by measure if you just stay at home and paint all day and do exactly what you enjoy doing. That sounds amazing to me, by the way. You will be the most successful if you market yourself and you spend money on advertising and you play the game and you work with outside groups and you do interviews, but you won't be spending that time creating. It's a balance. And it's a lifelong lesson to figure out where you want to spend your time. If you're more interested in creating, and that's your whole life's work, or if you want to do a mix of both and go on book tours or have galleries or have performances or host events and have it be a public interactive expression of your work. When I popped on Instagram, it became so much less about my poetry and so much more about everyone else's. Don't get me wrong, I love what everyone is doing, but it became so complicated. I had much more time spent interacting, liking, sharing, collaborating, worrying about what people would say, trying to answer people's questions. So when I was spending before maybe an hour or two working on poems and thinking about what I was going to post and composing the images and getting the next couple of days worth ready, now I throw one together and I genuinely just spend time interacting and networking. I don't mind, but it's a difference. And it's a difference that some of us are willing to make and others are not. And if you don't want to have a big following because it's a big responsibility, there's nothing wrong with that. I guess the takeaway here is you get to measure your success. And none of those numbers matter. They never did. So I hope you go out there and you take everything with a grain of salt. Remember that if somebody has a big, big following, they're spending a lot of time not doing the thing they love. Or maybe that is what they love, and that would be crazy. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'm really enjoying making them, and I hope to be posting more very soon. Thanks for listening. This has been a creative break. Whether you took a break, you had a breakthrough, or you want to break something, I'm with you. See you in the next one.